One thing I decided to take control of this year is the level of anxiety towards stuff that really shouldn't produce anxiety. And it made me title this podcast, Are You Running Your Training Business or Is It Running You? And that's a long title. It may not actually be the finishing title, but it's the gist of it. And look, even with 10 plus teammates, some part-time, some full-time, I still have anxiety over some of the most menial things, like, did I get back to this person in time? These emails are lingering. Stuff that I want to improve on, but also things that, like my wife has said, you're not a hospital, right? Like somebody paying for a subscription for their basketball training where they can get a refund, where they can get a credit on their training. There are solutions to any problem. And again, it's not an emergency department. We're not in an ED and things will be okay. But there's this anxiety over getting as many things accomplished as possible each and every single day. And while sometimes that's served well, other times it's unnecessary anxiety that is mentally debilitating, I would say. And it doesn't have to be that way. Like, and it's been better this year after checking the priorities, in the priorities meaning, hey, okay, are you doing a great job? Are you sending out opportunities for parents to have feedback calls? So if they really do have a gripe, they actually can call, they actually can say something. Are you profitable, hitting your target allocations? If you have not listened to the last two episodes about profit first, you need to do it. Those things are the things that if those things are going well and those are in line, everything else should be okay. Everything else should be fine. And what's the point, like in basketball, why focus on the uncontrollables? What has that really ever served us as coaches, as players? It really doesn't. And that's a constant reminder, even in the, especially in the basketball training business. But all that being said, my question for you is, are you running your basketball training business or is it running you? Are you forgetting to put your contact information in, remembering what grade they were in, remembering where they went to school, remembering the task that you said you would actually follow up with them on? Are you following up with them on those things? Are you feeling like you have a control or a grasp over the tasks that are important? Are you able to remember when somebody sends out or somebody says, hey, can I come for a training session today? Our practice got canceled and I definitely want to get some work in. You already have your session scheduled. If you already have your session scheduled and your attendees booked for that appointment, you got to get paid somehow. And I know often it's easy to forget to send a Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, whatever form or method of payment that you send out. It is easy to forget that. It's easy to feel like the business is running you rather than you running it, with scheduling certain appointments and times for certain tasks. But then something else comes up. Somebody needs to change their training day. Somebody needs to cancel their subscription. Somebody needs to, all these things. And I can imagine how stressful that can be. Either it is stressful because you are not able to capitalize or respond within a reasonable time, or stressful because you just don't like dealing with it and you don't do well with that and you don't have an administrative specialist. That is something that if you focus on the right stuff, like profit first, you can actually have a budget that allows you to train and hire somebody who can take care of those tasks. But most importantly, if that's not where you are right now, if that's not what you want to do, there are tools that you can use to get a better grasp on the core activities. I talked to a trainer today, actually, and he is a playbook user, and he right now has put most of his group training on hold, and he's wanting to focus on elementary school students and primarily serve them in a one-on-one capacity. And even that itself can be great right? If you're charging $50 an hour, $55 an hour, depending on what your gym rate is, if you can get booked every single hour that you have available, that can be great, man. That can be, okay, let's do some mental math, and hopefully I can do this since I put myself on the spot. We got, let's say you train 4 days a week, and you have 2 training sessions each and every day. So 4 days a week, 2 training sessions, that is $50 per session, and you work on getting that filled to the brim. The entire capacity, every single session is booked because somebody is available and willing to train. And let's say, you know, your gym rent costs $20. So you got $30 that you're getting right there because you got to pay for your gym rent. I would say maybe consider raising your prices, but that's not the conversation for right now. So that's 30 times 8, $240 per week. $240 per week times, let's say, 4, and I'm actually driving right now, so that's why my math is like, let's say it's $960. So it's $960, but there really are 4.3 weeks in each month. So that's just about $1,000. Just about $1,000. And if you're training one-on-one every single session right now, you could get 2 people there of equal skill level. That would require more scheduling. That would require you to control the scheduling. So let's just keep it at 1 for now for ease. If you are doing that and you're making $1,000 after your cost of service, which is basically your gym rental, that's an extra $1,000 per month. Now, you got to obviously pay taxes. Let's say taxes are 15% that you allocate towards that. So that's $150. That's $850 extra per month. Another $850 extra per month for doing a great job and really serving the athletes and really being able to follow up with them and have systems in place where you know what grade they're in, you know their information, you know what school they go to, you know their all the things that you may have not paid attention to in the past and followed up with them, texted them about what they need to work on, what they need to focus on, and have sent them a link to the videos you took during the training session. Like, all that stuff can be feasible if you save their phone number and you have a system in place that helps out. And of course, I'm getting towards the system that is going to be the ideal solution for you. But imagine that, $10,000, an extra $10,000 per year, $10,200 per year for you if you are doing this on a part-time basis. Man, can you imagine what that would do for a lot of people? And obviously, that is just for one person that you're training, a one-on-one. That is feasible. That is feasible. And talking to this trainer, I sent him, and I want to share with you a tool that's going to help. It's free, literally a free tool. It's the Playbook app. You get the Playbook app. You have the ability to schedule tasks, to have a CRM, to follow up, and to put certain leads in categories and remind you when to reach out to them. You can send invoices, call, text. You can send a request for a review. You can do the things that we know we need to do, but we forget to do sometimes because we don't have the model in place. Sometimes it's not a lack of effort or not a lack of willingness. It's a lack of a proper setup, structure, model. And this is the model. It is a app that is, again, free, and you just pay for the text messages. So it's free plus. We'll call it free plus. You pay for the text messages. You get a 450 text segments, which is lower than any other competitor that I've researched. 405 text segments for each $10 that you spend. So if you want to just spend $10 and you want to send 405 text messages, text segments, that is possible. I think that is ample, honestly. If you are being effective and efficient with the text messages that you send out, that is more than enough. If you are training on a part-time level right now and you are wanting to maximize your operating capacity. So look, it is worth trying out. Again, it's free plus. It's free plus. If you don't send any text messages out, which I don't see happening at all, then it's okay. You don't have to send text messages through the platform, although it will be beneficial to you, and it does make sense to do that because everything else is integrated. But you get the calendar, you get to schedule appointments, you get to send reviews, you get to send invoices, you get to have a CRM, you get to have phone calls, you get to have all these things that are going to be helpful for you in regards to becoming a better coach, becoming a better business professional as well. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. It is something that I hope you consider trying out. I will leave a link in the description for you to look into it. And hope you guys have a great rest of your day and a great weekend since it is Friday. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.